This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks lost steam Friday, but powered through a dizzying week of record-breaking, stoked by AI chipmaker NVIDIA's blowout earnings. The S&P 500 rose just above the flat line, notching a new closing high, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average increased 0.2% or about 60 points, claiming a fresh record of its own. The Nasdaq Composite headed in the opposite direction, finishing down 0.3% after a blockbuster week. Investors appeared to catch their breath after a worldwide breakout, which added about $277 billion to NVIDIA's market value for the biggest single-day gain in Wall Street history. The chipmaker's shares continued their rise Friday, pushing the company close to a $2 trillion valuation. Beyond the AI frenzy, the chances of a U.S. interest rate cut are coming back into view for the market. A parade of Federal Reserve officials underline that cuts are coming, but not soon, though they differed on just when the shift might start. A solid fourth-quarter earnings season is winding down, with more than one-third of reports so far beating estimates. An upbeat earnings forecast from Block was followed by a 16% jump in the fintech shares, while Carvana stock popped about 30% as investors welcomed the used car seller's first annual profit. And Reddit's IPO filing called out the meme stock trading frenzy from 2021 that emerged from its Wall Street Bets forum, but not in a way you might expect. The company noted the notorious subreddit in its discussion of risk factors leading up to its public offering. The same retail investor interest and energy that propelled stocks like GameStop and AMC, attracting extreme volatility, could be pointed at Reddit itself, the company warned. One of the major takeaways of the COVID-era meme stock mania was how social media can influence the market, underscoring the impact that motivated retail investors can have on stocks. Come Reddit's IPO, the same dynamics might again be unleashed. Looking ahead, Zoom, Salesforce, Lowe's, and Paramount are among the major names to report next week as the fourth quarter earnings season that has largely pleased Wall Street winds down and pushes the market to new highs. A new reading on GDP will inform Fed officials as they continue to weigh economic data leading up to the first round of rate cuts, although when that will be continues to be uncertain. Federal Reserve officials have maintained that cuts are on the way, but recent remarks have tempered expectations that they will arrive soon. Investors and policymakers will also be on the lookout for the latest consumer confidence data, as well as new readings on personal consumption and income. The coming days will bring new insight into the housing market, with fresh data on mortgage applications and new home sales giving shape to how 2024 is developing. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.